Today's daf is Nida Daf Chaf. We are holding on Daf Yud Tes Amid Beis. The Gemara at the bottom of Yud Tes Amid Beis was going through what is Dam Hamakam. Meaning, we said Mishnah had said on Yud Tes Amid Aleph that there are five Mine Damim. There are five types of blood that are Tameh, and the first one is Adom. The first one is red. So the Gemara says, what does Adom mean? Or the Mishnah actually went on to say, what does Adom mean? It means Kedam Hamaka, the same color red as the blood that comes out when a person gets injured. So the Gemara says, well, what kind of Dam Hamaka? So there are five different opinions over here on the bottom of Yud Tes Amid Beis. I think we saw the first three of them yesterday. We had Rav Yudah Mishmuel said it's like the Dam of Shor Shachut. It's like the Dam of a Shor when you begin to Shecht it at the beginning of the Shechita. Ula said it's like a Dam of a Tzipor Chaya, and the Gemara wasn't sure whether that meant a live bird or a vibrant bird, a bird that's strong and vibrant as opposed to a weak bird, and that was left at a teku. Then we had Ze'iri who said that it was Dam Achol Shel Rosh. It was like the same color of the blood of a bug that one would find in their head, of some type of lice. Now the fourth Shita, about seven lines from the bottom of the page, Ami Vardina'a, Amar Rabbi Yavo, Kedam Etzba Katana Shel Yad, Shenagfa V'chaisa V'chazer V'nagfa. Like the small finger on a person's hand that became, that was injured, healed, and then became injured again. V'lo Shel Kol Adam, and not the blood that comes out of any normal, just any person, Ela Shel Bachur Shelo Nasi Isha. It has to be the color of blood that would come out of a person who is a Bachur, who was never married to a woman before. V'ad Kama, and until what age would that blood still be the right color that we're trying to look at? Ad ben Esrim, until the age of 20. Now most of us, probably if we saw the blood of different people, we wouldn't notice the difference between blood and blood. Blood is blood, what do we know? So this again shows you the great nuance and the difference in colors that they were sensitive to that we have no idea. And that's one of the reasons why we are just mitame all reds and we don't know how to distinguish. So Meisve told Bibna Babaila, but wait a second, didn't we say that when a woman sees Dam, she could be Tola, sometimes if her husband had a cut or her son had a cut, Rashi says, if they lied in her bed at some point, and the blood may not have been from her body, but it may have been from one of their cuts. So Bishlam Bibna Mishkachza, if this color that we're talking about is the color of a bachur's blood, so I understand that the sun might have bled to the with the same color, and you could be tola because it's the same exact color of blood. But that makes a lot of sense. Ela baila hichi mishkachasla. But we said that the color of this blood has to be the color of the blood that emerges from a bachur who is never married. So how could you be tola in her husband? Her husband's obviously not a bachur who is never married. It's going to be a completely different color if it came from her husband. Answers the Gemara, Amr of Nachmar Yitzchak, kegon shenichnas alach. You have to say that the Ukimtov, when she's Tola Bibaila, is a case where she never yet had Bia. They already had Chuppah, but they never had Bia. Tola Bibna, that could happen even later on. But Tola Bibaila is only when his blood is still the same color. So she married a man who's under 20 years old, and they have not yet had Bia. Now the fifth opinion of what color this Dam Adom is. Rav Nachman Amar Kedam HaKaza. He says it's the blood, the same color blood as Dam HaKaza, as bloodletting blood. Meisvei, Meisa V'tal Rameir B'kilar, V'Rebbe Tal B'Sraf Shikma. But wait a second, we found once that that different Amorayim were Tola, or different Tanayim were Tola in different colors, than in different things that may have come up, which aren't any of the things that we just listed in the sap of a sycamore more tree and things of that nature. So my lava Adom isn't the Talia that they saw something that was the color of Adom, and they were Tola in these things, which are not any of the five opinions that we mentioned. So don't you see Adom might be a different color other than the five that we mentioned? Says Marlo, Ashar Damim. Maybe the color that they saw matched one of the other Mine Damim. We had five Mine Damim. So probably the color that they saw was matched one of the other of the five Mine Damim. And that they were able to be Tola in this variety of things. Amemar Marzutra Ravashi. So the Gemara tells a story to illustrate just how far we are from having expertise in this area. Amemar Marzutra Ravashi, Aviyasu Kamei Umna. They were sitting by a bloodletter. Shakle Karna Kamaisel Amemar Chazia. So he took the first tube of blood out of Amemar, and he saw it. Amar Lahu Adam Ditnan Kihai. And the doctor said, you know, the bloodletter said that the red blood that the Mishnah talks about, it's this color. This is exactly the color that came out of you. Shakti le'achrisi, and then he took another tube of blood. Amrlei ishtani, he said, oh, no, now the blood has changed. This is not the same color. So Ravashi kugona na, delo yadana ben hai lahai, lo mibayilim l'chzidamas. Ravashi took one look at it, and he says, I can't tell the difference between those two tubes of blood that you just took. So someone like me, who can't tell the difference, I shouldn't be looking at these types of dam, because I have no idea what you're talking about. I have no idea what the difference is. And that's already, we see in the times of the Amoraim, the expertise being lost in terms of discerning between red and red. There's a, in Chashuk Echemed, someone asked Rav Eliyashiv, Rav Zilberstein reports, someone asked Rav Eliyashiv that there's a certain Chacham who when he paskins blood, is mechalik between different types of reds. He claims that he could tell when which types of reds are really dam min ha-makar and which types of reds are not dam min ha-makar. So can you rely on such psakim? And Rav Eliyashiv says, absolutely not. You know, me, mile libo, who today is going to be able to determine what's a good red and what's a bad red? We already have in the times of Chazal that they couldn't determine. There's no such mesorah anymore. Anyone who has relied on this in the past should do tshuva. He says it's absolutely not. No one nowadays could have the audacity to suggest that they'll know the difference between a red and a red. Like I mentioned yesterday, many of the poskim who would be, let's say the more chassidish poskim, who have a slightly different mesorah and who might be makel on something that we would consider red, would, you know, say that that's off of the red spectrum. It's not that they're being mechalik between red and red, but they'll view something that's no tela ad mumis, maybe as being off of the red spectrum and not on the red spectrum. So first wide line, shachar kecheres. So we said, what does shachar mean? What does black mean? Kecheres, like the thing that that you would dip in ink that becomes totally black. Sam ravar vuna charsham rudio. When we say that, we mean dio. We mean ink. We mean the dark black ink. Tani nami achi shachar kares v'shachar sham diyo. We have a brayso that says this explicitly. So v'leim diyo, why don't you just say black like ink? Why do we have to say kicharis? So amar I amar diyo havamina ki pakchusa didiusa. Had it just said diyo, I would think that it's like the diluted part of the ink. Kamash mlan ki charusa didiusa. That's why it has to tell me that it's like the darkened part of the ink. Ibayilhu belacha o biaveshta. Are we talking about it when it's moist, when the ink is moist, or when the ink is dry? If you look at Rashi in the last wide line, ibiaveshta shekein derech shenosin charus bidyo kishe sholkim klipol sakotzrim v'humis yabesh. That very often they would use it and they would stick this charas in dio and let it dry out. So we want to know, in its dry state or in its moist state, which color are we looking at? Tashmad, Rabbi Ami pali kurta didiusa ubadikla. Rabbi Ami would split open a solid piece of ink, and he would use that to match the color. So we see that that when it's in its solid state, not when it is in its liquid state. Amar vidomar Shmuel, kakir kidyo ka'an of temeya. If it's like wax or like ink or like a black grape, so that's tamei. Those colors are all tamei. V'zui shashaninu amuk mikain tamei. And that's why we said on black that it's supposed to be like charis, but if it's deeper than that, it's tamei. So all these things are deeper than that. Amr blazer, kizayis, kizefes, uka'orev tahar. But if the black is the color of a black olive or the color of pitch, of tar, or the color of a raven, then it's going to be tahar. V'zui shashaninu dia mikain tahar. And that's what we mean when we say something more dull than the black of ink is going to be tar, because these things are all more dull than the black of ink. Frak the Ritva, Hare Einenu Haroz, Shemara Hazayis Hazefis Va'orev, Yoser Shachar Minadio Va'anav. He says, what's blacker, a black grape or a black olive? Or a pitch or a raven? The olive, the pitch, and the raven are a darker black than the black grape. So how could it be that Shachar Kidyo and Ka'anav is going to be Tameh, and Shachar Kezayis Ka'orev Kezefes is going to be Tahar? So the Ritva's Metarets, that even though Zayis, Orev, and Zefes look more black than the Dio and the Anav, nevertheless, Yesh Kimin Marat Sahov Shemavrik Al Pneihem. There is a certain shine, a gleam to them. Ad Shalafamim Nir to the point where if you look at it from far away, it may look a little reddish, and that is not true black. umishum kach hashuvim kediyah mikain. And that's why it's considered to be more dull, even though to our eyes it looks like a darker black. Mashein kein maridiyah va'anav hu shachar legamri. As opposed to the ink and the grape, that's completely black. Shein lo shum karina v'shum maritzov al panayim. It has no glean, no shininess to it, and therefore that's true black. So anything that has a certain shininess, certain gleam to it, is going to be considered to be not true black, something that's more dull, even though it looks at initially blacker to us. And that's why, generally speaking, when it comes to paskening these kinds of shilas, training and expertise is necessary. Just because you see the words in the Gemara that it says more black, less black, so it doesn't often mean all that much to us when it comes into reality. Ula Amar Kalavusha Siyua. Ula says it's like the clothing from a certain place. Siyua is the name of a place, Rashi says, where they wear black clothing. That's the black that we're talking about in our Mishnah. Ula Iklu Lepumbadisa. Ula once went to Pumbadisa. Chazialu Taya Delavish Lavusha Uchman. He saw an Arab merchant who was wearing black clothing. So he told all of his Talmidim, you know the Mishnah Nida where it talks about black, that's the color. So Martimine Porta Porta, they kept on cutting pieces of this guy's clothing from him because they needed to know exactly that color. Yavbe Abrame Azuzi, to the point that, his $5 shirt, they ended up paying 400 zuz for it because they said, excuse me, sir, I'll pay you whatever you want. Can I have a piece of your clothing? And they kept on getting more and more until he ended up selling his shirt for 400 zuz. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Elu Kelim Ha'ul Yarin Haba Mimdina Sayam. Rabbi Yochanan says, these are the Kelim Ha'ul Yarin, the clothing of the Ul Yarin who come from Medina Sayam. What is Ul Yarin? So Rashi has two days. Either Balanim, the people who heat up the bathhouses, or it's just the name of a place. It's the clothing that comes from this place. So the Meimer Duchmininu, does that mean to suggest that the Kelim Ul Yarin are black, that we're saying that that's the black in our Mishnah? Varm L'Rabiyane Lebanav B'ni, Altik Bruni Lo B'Kelim Shchorim, V'Lo B'Kelim Levanim, Shchorim Shema Eske Ve'ye Kavel B'na Chasanim, Levanim Shema Lo Eske Ve'ye Chasan B'na Avelim. Rabiyane said to his children before he died, don't bury me in black clothing nor in white clothing. Because if you bury me in black clothing, I'm afraid that, I think perhaps by chance, I might be zocha to Gan Eden, Rashi says, and Tzadikim are all going to be wearing white in Gan Eden, and I'll look like an Avel bein HaChasanim. I'll look like an Avel wearing black clothing amongst the Chasanim. Now, it sounds like Chasanim would always wear white. Our minhag is that the Kala wears white. Chasanim typically don't wear white suits at their wedding. Okay, for whatever reason, the minhag changed, but an avil ben achasanim, and don't bury me in white clothing. Maybe I'm not going to be so lucky, and I'll be like a chasan ben ha'avelim. I'm going to look totally out of place in Gehenim if everyone else is wearing black and I'm wearing white. So Elab, what should you bury me in? Bekelim ha'ul yarin haba in mimedina sayam. So what do you see? They must not be black clothing, because if it was black clothing, how's he solving his problem? He just said, don't bury me in black, and then he says, bury me in the kelim ul yarin haba mimedina sayam. So it says, where lo kasha, haba glima, haba batura. They had different types of kelim. They had the clothing that they would wear, like their shirt, the glima, the jacket, and then they had the patura, the clothing that they would use, the cloth that they would use for their for their tablecloth and for other types of needs around the house. So one was black, one was not black. So that's what he was talking about. The Aruch Haner writes that what was this tzava Rabbi Yane was telling his children? So he says, based on the Mishnah Novos, Alti hi Rasha b'fnei atzmecha. Person should never consider himself completely like a Rasha, and certainly a person should not consider himself completely like a tzaddik. A person should always view himself as a beinoni, just like Rava says in Brachos, Kugon onu beinunim. Lolim yira adam es atzmo mechze zakai umechze chayiv. Person should always view himself as a middle of the road kind of the guy. So the black clothing, that's a similar rishayim that nefach pneim kishule kedera. They turn black. The Gemara says in Gehenim for Dori Doros. The white clothing is a simon for Tzadikim Gemurim, that they become clean and pure from any sort of Pesha V'chet, from any sort of Aveira. So that's the white clothing. Red, he says, is in between. It's a simon of a sinner who's going going to do tshuva and going to achieve kapara. So even though we associate red with the color of sin, it's actually the color of sin that's about to disappear. If your sin is red, it will become white like snow. And that's what Rabbi Yani told his children, don't bury me in kelim shchorim, that meaning to consider me a complete Russia, nor in white clothing that I'm a complete tzaddik, rather in red clothing that I'm a guy who's made mistakes and I do tshuva and hopefully everything turns out okay in the end. The Ben Yoyada writes that it could be that Rabbi Yanai was not telling him what type of tachrichin he wants to be buried in. This was a melitza. He was trying to hint to them that the Gemara refers to the levush. Chazal referred to the levush as begadav as machbo doseha, that which is mechabed a person, the covet of the person, that the way they dress is the dignity that they express to the outside world. So it could be he was saying the general dignity with which you treat me. After I die, I know you're going to try to say hespedim. Don't make me out to be the biggest tzaddik that ever lived since Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't dress me in levanim, and don't make me out to be nobody and a nothing. Don't dress me in shechorim either. You should give a balanced type of hesped. It could be that he was concerned about the sense of sheker in his hesped. We know the halacha is that when you give a hesped, you're not allowed to lie, no matter what. You're not allowed to lie in a hesped. You are, the halacha says, the Shulchan Aruch says, you are allowed to exaggerate, but you're not allowed to lie. And there's a big discussion in the poskim, in the achronim, why is it that you're allowed to exaggerate? I think the minhag chabad is they don't give any hespedim because they're afraid that people are not going to be maspid karaui in one direction or the other. Either they're going to go over the top and they're going to lie, or they're going to sell it too short, and not being maspid karaui is one of the causes of churban according to the Gemara and Brachas. So I think chabad's minhag, they don't do any sort of hespedim. But anyway, there's a whole bunch of shitos as to why it is that you're allowed to exaggerate. Isn't by definition an exaggeration a lie? Okay, so some of the achronim say that chances are you don't know all the good things this person did, so when you exaggerate, you're more likely to hit the MS than when you just report exactly what you know, or maybe the danger of underselling it is a greater danger than the danger of overselling it, so we'd rather err on the side of caution, whatever it is, but maybe that's what it was about, says Ben Yoyada, that it's not really about the actual clothing that he wanted to be buried in. Says the Gemara Vayter, now the last two words online are Amar Rav. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. The Kula made both Minel El Gabi Matl Savana. When you do check a color, you have to look at it against a white background. Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avadim, V'Shachar Al Gabi Adam. But Al Gabi Adam. But when you're looking at a black color, you should look at it against a red background. Amar Rav Yirmi Midifti V'Lo Pligi. It's not really Machlokas. Habashachar Habashar Adam. When you're looking at black, you look at it against a red background. When you're looking at other Mine Damim, you look at it against a white background. Maskevlo Ravashi Ihachi Lema Shmuel Chutz Mishachar. So why doesn't Shmuel say, when he says that you should look against a white background, why doesn't he say look at everything against a white background except for black? Why didn't he tell me except for black? Elam Ravashi Bishachar Gufei Kamiflegis. Ravashi says, no, they must be arguing about when you look at a black color, what background should it be against? Should it be a white background or should it be a red background? Now within the sheet of Rav Yitzchak, who disagrees with Shmuel, we have to still figure out when he says that shachar should be looked at against a red background. Does he mean red and not white, or does he mean even red, meaning vada against a white background, because that's when you'll be able to discern the color the most? That's what we always try to do. We always try to look at it against something white to get the fullest picture of the color. But does he mean that the black can even be looked at against the red background, or only against a red background? So this is Machlokes Rishonim. Rabbeinu Chananel writes that according to Rav Yitzchak, Dam Shachar Einu Nivdak Ella Al Gabi Beged Adom V'lo Al Gabi Beged Lavan. Only against a red background, not against a white background. The Meiri, however, sounds not that way. The Meiri sounds that he holds that Rav Yitzchak adds that in addition to a white background, you can also use a red background. That even though Dam Shachar is Nivdak, even on a Beged Adom and Kolshkein Al Beged Lavan, because the Meiri paskins that Dam Shachar is Nivdak even on a Beged Adom. So it sounds like it's certainly Nivdak Al Yidei a Beged Lavan. So if Rav Yitzchak would hold that Shachar is not Nivdak by anything other than red, it would turn out that the Meiri is not paskining like anybody. So from the fact that the Meiri paskins that both are fine, must be that that's how he understands Rav Yitzchak. Rav Yitzchak saying that both are fine, and it's not that he holds only red is fine and the other sheet is only white is fine, then the Meiri wouldn't be holding like anybody. The Rambam, however, in Yisur Bir Perkei Alach Yud Beis says Ein Botkin Adam El Al Gabi Matl Slavana, and he's not mechalik at all between different types of blood, between dam shachar, the red dam doesn't make a difference. He holds it always has to be against a white background. Okay, Vaitri now. Amar Ula, we have how many shitas? Four different shitas. So Amar Ula, Kulan Amuk Mikain Tamim, meaning about when the Mishnah says that if something is deeper or a lighter shade, right? So the Mishnah had said, Amuk mikain tame dia mikain tar, that if it's a deeper shade, it's tame. If it's a lighter shade, it's going to be tar. But the Mishnah didn't say whether that was only going on black or on all of the shades that we mentioned, the deeper and lighter of art. So the Gemara is going to have four different shitos as to what the Mishnah really meant. So Ula says, Kulan, all the colors, Amuk mikain tame, dia mikain tahar, kishachar, they all have the same din as black. All the five colors in the Mishnah, if it's a deeper color, it's going to be tame. If it's a lighter color, it's going to be tahar. Velamaishna shachar denagat, so why does it dafka say black? So in the Mishnah, it only says it about black. Salkadai kamina, ho vam rabichnin, shachar adam hu el shalaka, hilka chavil du mikain nami litma kamash milan. I might have thought that since black is red, that has been altered, that it's only by black, that by black, even if it were a lighter color, it would just be closer to the original red, and therefore it should still be Tameh. That's why the Mishnah wants to be Mechadesh, that even for black, if it's Dia Mikain, it's Tahar. Second Shita, Rabbi Ami Bar Abba Amar, V'kula Namuk Mikain Tameh, Dia Mikain, Nami Tameh, Chutz Mishachar. Now, all of the other colors, whether it's a little deeper or a little lighter, would be Tameh. Shachar is the only one that when it's lighter, it's going to be Tahar. So then, if everything a little deeper or a little lighter is also Tameh, so why did the Rabbanan give these specific shiurim of the color, the red of Yayin Mazug, of this Tafka kind of wine, and anything deeper or anything lighter is also Tameh? So doesn't that just mean all reds are Tameh? So what do you help? So La Fuke Dia Didia. No, it means anything that's exactly these shades, or a notch above or a notch below, a notch darker, a notch lighter. But if it's two notches lighter, two notches darker, if it's just a little bit more, so then it's going to be, or two notches lighter, it says, two notches duller, then it's going to be tahar. Third shita, v'gadamri rabbi baraba amar v'kulan amuk mikain tahar, dia mikain tahar, chutz mishachar, that no, all of the rest of the bloods, whether it's a darker color, whether it's a deeper color, or a duller color, either way it's going to be tahar, except for black. That's why the Rabbanan gave these very precise definitions of the color, because even slightly off in either direction is going to change the halacha entirely. And finally, the fourth shita, Bar Kapara Amar, V'kulan amuk mikain tameh, dia mikain tahar, chutz mimezeg, shamuk mikain tahar, dia mikain tahar. This is the only shita that not only distinguishes between black and the rest, but singles out another one another one of the five colors, and says that maybe it has a different halacha than the others. And that is the color of mezeg, of the yayin mazug, of the diluted wine. Where diluted wine, amuk mikain is tahar and dia mikain is tahar, whether it's a deeper color or a more faded color, it's going to be tahar. But all the other types of dam, amuk mikain is tameh, dia mikain is tahar, like shachar. Bar kapara, idule vidachi, amikule vidachi. Bar kapara would dull it and be matire it. If it was deeper, he'd be matire it. Am Rabbi Chanina, kamen nafesh gavra de libi kishmaite. He says, wow, such a person who's so confident in his psak, he understands exactly what to apply the psak as he understands it. Okay, ukikeren karkum. The Mishnah then went on to say that like the color of a keren karkum, of the corner of a field that's growing karkum, so the leaves of that karkum plant that are growing in the corner of the field, that's the color that we're talking about. That's the reddish color that we're talking about. So tana lach v'lo yavesh means moist leaves, but not dry ones. Tani chada ketachton v'lo kalyon, tani idach kalyon v'lo ketachton. One brisa says like the lower leaves, not the upper leaves. The other one says no, like the color of the upper leaves, not the lower leaves. V'tani idach kalyon v'kol shkin ketachton. And then another brisa says like the upper leaves, and therefore for sure like the lower leaves is going to be the color that's tamei. V'tani idach ketachton v'kol shkin v'elyon. them. That it's like the lower leaves, and therefore kavah chomer the upper leaves. So four different braises that say four different things about which leaves exactly it is, and how to even assess the leaves, which ones are closer to being exactly the color, and which ones are further away from being exactly the color. So Rabbi, tlasa dari v'tlasa tarfa navyan. The way it worked was that there were three rows, each of three leaves. So you take the middle leaf from the middle of the three rows, that's the one we're talking about. We're talking about that if it's still in its dirt, it's still together with its dirt. It seems that Abaye's explanation is trying to make all the brises work. That when we say Elyon Tachton, it's all relative, meaning the middle one is Elyon above the Tachton, and it's Tachton from the Elyon. So it could be that it seems that he's trying to be miyashiv the brises. I'm not sure what you do with the kolshkein, how that works out. That Elyon kolshkein Tachton, Tachton kolshkein Elyon. I'm not sure how that works out. Ukimei me'adama. So the color of meme adama, we said also of water that's mixed with dirt. So the color that the dirt turns the water. So Tanur Rabban, kimeme adama mevi adama shmeina mibikas beis kerem. We bring adama shmeina from this bika, from this valley in beis kerem. Umatzvala mayim divra meir, and then you float water on top of it. That's from meir sheet. Rabbi Kiva omer mibikas yodefes. Rabbi Yosi omer mibikas sachni. Rabbi Shimon omer af mibikas kinos rechiyah. Some type of place where they have red dirt. If you've ever been to Sedona, Arizona, like the whole place is red. All the mountains, everything is red. So there are certain places where they have these reddish colored dirt. So wherever it is, machlok is exactly which place is exactly the right shade. Tani idach u'kamei adam and maybe adam shemayim mibikas beis kerem u'matzav aleh mayim keklipas hashum. That the amount that the water should be above the dirt, the water level should be above the dirt to get exactly the right color is the thickness of a peel of an onion, that's of garlic. That's the amount of just slightly hovering above the dirt. The water should be just very slightly above. We don't say how much water to put in. Because we don't say how much dirt to put in. So however much dirt you put in, you just got to make sure that it's keklipas hashum of water above the dirt level. We don't look at it when it's clear. We look at it when it's sullied. And if it's become settled, so then we mix it up again and we shake it up again to make sure that the dirt is that the water is colored by the dirt properly. And when you mix it, you're not supposed to mix it with the hand, but rather with a kli. So what does that mean? Not supposed to mix it with the hand rather than with a kli. Does that mean you're not supposed to put it in your hand and mix it in the palm of your hand? You're only supposed to mix it in a kli. It doesn't mean even if it's in a kli, you shouldn't use your hand to do the mixing. You should use a spoon or something to do the mixing. So yibayiluhu. That's exactly the Gemara's shayla. Einoch rosam biyad ele bekli dilo lerame biyade vla achrinhu avul bemana kiyachale biyade shapir dami. Doesn't mean to say don't put it in your hand and mix it while it's in your hand. But if it's in a kli, you can mix it using your hand. Odilma dilo lachrin biyade ele bemana. Or maybe it means no. Simply do not mix it with your hand. You mix it with a kli. So tashemak shubot kane. So it says that you should only be bodik in a kos. So still, that's when you're looking at it, when you're checking it. What about when you're mixing it around? Can you have it in your hand as dafka in a kos, or can you use your hand dafka a kos? So take what the Gemara leaves this unresolved. He said, we learned that this, if you look at Rashi, two lines from the bottom, b'makoma sheninu she'en ha'adama doma l'adam ela b'makoma avulviya b'makomachar nishtana marisa. Unbelievable. You take the same dirt and you bring it somewhere else. Now it changes, the color changes just ever so slightly where it's no longer going to be the exact right color of dam that we're looking for. So Rabbi Chanina poly courted the gagashta ubadik. Rabbi Chanina cut off a piece of clod of earth and he checked with it. Light. So Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Yossi cursed him that he should suffer askara. Askara is a very, very terrible illness. So he said that you're doing the wrong thing. You're going to be machshil people in Isser Nida because you're checking by removing something from where it was, and that's no good. Rabbi Chanina, who dechafim kli alma, Lav Chachimi. Rabbi Chanina was a big Chacham, and he knew how to check using this system, but not everyone else knows how to check, so don't rely on yourself just because you think that you know what you're doing. Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan, Chachmasad Rabbi Chanina Garmali, Dilo Achsi Dama, Mitmina Mitar, Mitaharna Mitame. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the wisdom of Rabbi Chanina caused that I don't look at Dam. I can't take it upon myself to Paskin Dam, that which I would be Mitame, he'd be Mitar, that which I would be Mitar, he'd be Mitame, and I don't get it. I can't be Yori, the Sof Daito. His Chacham was too overwhelming, so I don't have any confidence. It shattered my own confidence in my Psak. So I'm Rabbi Lazar, and Vasnusud Rabbi Chanina, Garmali de Chazai Dama. Rabbi Lazar says, I saw the same thing, but it led me in the exact opposite direction. His Anivus, his humility, caused me to want to look at Dam, because Umar Rabbi Chanina da Anvasanhu, Machis Nafshe the Safek, the Chazi, Analo Achzi, meaning he was a big Anav. So the fact that he would take the shoulder that responsibility to take this on his shoulders to Paskin a Shaila like this, where you're risking an Isser Kares for these people, and he would still take that on his shoulders. So if he's willing to take it on his shoulders, considering his Anivus, I'm not such an Anav. I know that I'm one of the Gedolei Adar. I would for sure take it on my shoulders. So that's that. So it was his Anivus that caused him to want to dafka paskin the shaylas. Am Rabbi Zera, Tiva de Bavel Garmali Dlo Chazai Dama. Rabbi Zera says the nature of Bavel caused me the natural the different science and environment of Bavel caused me that I don't look at Dam. Damina Bitivalo Yadana Bidama Yadana, because I said I don't even understand how nature works in Bavel, meaning there is the different climate and the ground and the agriculture. I don't get it. I don't really understand the science of Bavel, so how would I understand the Dam of Bavel, assuming apparently that the Dam is affected by the surrounding environment? Lememer de Bativital Yamilsa? Wait, does that really mean that it makes a difference? That the Teva in general makes a difference to the Dam? Rabbah knew very well all about the science, but he didn't know anything about the Dam. So apparently one does not necessarily lead to the other. So Kolshkin Kamar, Ma Rabba Diyada Bativa Lo Chazadama Vana Echsi. So that's exactly the point. He had all the background information, and he still didn't know enough to paskin about Dam. I don't have the background information. I'm for sure not going to know enough to paskin about Dam. Ula iklul pumbedisa. Ula once went to pumbedisa. Aysul kame dama v'lo chaza. They brought dam to him, and he didn't. He wouldn't paskin it. Amar Amar Blazer de Marad Ardi Yisrael hava ki mikl aser de biyuda lo chazi dama. If Reb Blazer, who is the Marad Ardi Yisrael, when he went to the place of Reb Yehuda, would not look at dam, ana echzi. I'm going to go look at dam. Frankly, Gemara v'amai karle Marad Ardi Yisrael. Why would how did he earn this title? How does one get that title of Marad Ardi Yisrael? Da'i itza da'isa dama l'kamed Reb Blazer. Because there was a woman that brought blood to Rabbi Lazar. Haviyasav Rabbi Yami Kamein. Rabbi Yami was sitting in front of Rabbi Lazar, and he saw Arche. He saw that Rabbi Lazar smelled the dam. He smelled to see that was one of the simanim that he was able to tell. So Amar Lahai Dam Chimudu, and he said after he smelled it, this is dam chimud. This is dam that comes from excitement. Basar Dinafka Itfala Rabbi Yami. After it came out, so Rabbi Yami followed the woman. Amar Lahai Bali Haya Bederach Chimadivin, and she said, you know, he got it right on. He was exactly correct. My husband was coming home, and I was getting all excited, and that's what this dam is from. So Kari Alei Soda Shemli Reiv. He said, wow, the expertise is overwhelming, that he was able to do that, that he was able to look at that and be able to figure that out. That was an overwhelming type of expertise. Soda Shemli Reiv. The Ben Yoyada writes that dam chimud is not really, there is no simen to be makirit by smelling it, or by looking at it. Reb Lazar didn't recognize that it's dam chimud by any way other than Ruach HaKodesh. The fact that he smelled it is that people shouldn't understand that he got it dafka through Ruach HaKodesh. They would think he has some sort of test. That's what Ben Yoyada says. And Marsha says, no, it was dam chimud, and he figured it out by smelling it. And because Aviru Deret Yisrael Machkim, they called him Marad Arad Yisrael, that he was so wise that he knew how to discern by doing some other test that nobody else knew about. Soda Shemli Reyav, the comment of Soda Shemli Reyav, Ben Yoyada fits better, right? That it was Ruach HaKodesh. Soda Shemli Reyav, it wasn't had nothing to do with the smell. But Marsha says, Soda Shemli Reyav is because he knew that he was able to discern using the smell. How many other people could do that? That's Soda Shem Li Reyav. And Marsha says that we find by the Melech HaMashiach, it says, V'hiricho b'yiras Hashem, that the Reach somehow, using Reach to determine halacha, is something that's Soda Shem Li Reyav. type of thing. There is a machlokes rishonim whether dam chimud is tamei or tahar. I mean, he said this is dam chimud. The mind of community that he says this is dam chimud. It sounds like he's saying, don't worry, this is tahar. It's only dam chimud. But the rishonim ask that we're going to see later on that tavuli nasevin espaisa tzrichaleshiv shivinakim. That if a man asks a woman to marry him and she says yes, so she needs shivinakim because maybe there was dam chimud. Maybe the excitement caused dam, and therefore she's tamei. So the Rashba says, so obviously you see from there that dam chimud is tamei. So what's Rabbi Lazar saying over here that it's dam chimud? What's his point of saying that it's dam chimud? His point is saying this is a different kind of tamei blood, and I'm an expert. He's trying to show his chachma. He could have just said it's dam and you're tamei, but he knew exactly what type of dam. He's just showing off his chachma. That's the sheet of the Rambam and the Tosa Rush. Dam chimud is tamei min haTorah. The Ran, however, writes that dam chimud is really tahar. When the fact that you have to sit shivin akim is because we're afraid that agav hachimud misorim demeha, that together with the dam chimud, some dam in a makar is also going to come, some regular dam in a makar is also going to come and going to get mixed in. But dam chimud itself is completely tahar, and that's what Rabbi Lazar was getting at over here. But through this unusual test of smelling it. Someone told me once, Yanki Mikli told me that he once asked Rav Schechter when he was in YU about baby wipes on Shabbos. And he came with Rav Schechter said, let me see what the different types of baby wipes are. So he took one of each brand and put it in a plastic bag. And he waited online in the Beis Medrash to ask a Shaila to Rav Schechter about the baby wipes. So he had these little white cloths in these plastic bags. And he went to Rav Schechter and he said, these are the wipes. And everyone's standing behind him online. Rav Schechter takes one out and squeezes it and rubs it on his face. And everyone's going, what is going on? What kind of way of checking a mara is that? So that's not what's going on. We hear this smelling is an unusual thing, but it worked for him. We don't have any of these unusual things. We just look at it. If Ruhorm is Ime de Shavar Malka, Shadu Dama le Kameh de Rava. If Ruhorm is the mother of Shavar Malka, used to send blood to Rava to paskin on. Havi Yosef Rava Vadya Kamei, Rav Vadya was sitting in front of Rava, Arche, and he saw that he smelled it. Amrullah, hai dam chimudu, and he said right away, this is dam chimud. Amrullah, lebrei, tachazi kama chachimi Yehudai. She was not a Jew, Rashi says. She just used to keep Hilchas Nida for whatever reason. Maybe she wanted to be Megai or whatever it was. So she said to her son, look how smart these Jews are. He even knew that it was dam chimud. Amrullah, dilma kasuma baruba. He said, even a broken clock is right twice a day. Come on, it was a lucky guess. How do you know that he really knows what he's talking about? Hadar Shadralei, Shisin Mine Dama. So she said, watch this. She sent 60 different maros of dam to him. Vikulum Amrinu, and on all of them he was able to paskin, Hu Basra Dam Kinim Hava Velo Yada. The last one wasn't really dam from her body, it was dam from lice. She took dam from lice, and he didn't know what that was. So Istayeli Milsa, Vishadla Srikusa de Mikdal Kilmi. Since she was Emer de Shavar Malka, she was the queen mum, you know, the king mum, whatever, so he'd sent a gift when he sent back the answers. So the gift that he sent was a comb that removes lice. So Amar Yehudai Bitavni Deliba Yasvisu. And she said, come on, this is unbelievable. He knew that it was a lice blood. How did he know that? And he didn't really know. He just got lucky. Rav Zilberstein Chashuk Echemet has a Maisa that a Rav was asked about a shidduch that the parents were very against. Someone wrote him a letter, and that parents are very against the shidduch for reasons A, B, C, and D. And he also got another letter from somebody who was writing a sefer or something. And he accidentally wrote bracha v'atzlacha to the guy writing the sefer and wrote, no, you shouldn't do this to the shidduch. And he put them in the wrong envelope. And after he sent the first letter, he realized he just sent bracha v'atzlacha to the shidduch, and he doesn't even remember what the address was. He doesn't remember who it was sent to. He doesn't know how to contact them. And then years later, a couple came to him with a whole bunch of little kids, and he said, thank you so much, because we weren't going to go through with the shidduch because the parents had issues with it. But look, we're happily married and everything. So he wanted to know, does he have an achrayus to tell them, no, I really was trying to be mevatel your shidduch, but it was just got lucky. So he says, no, you see, nida davchaf, that sometimes there's siyata deshmaya in sending things and piskei halacha. Sometimes even when you make mistakes, the Kodesh Baruch Hu is running things. I'm Rav Yehuda, my reisha v'chazina dama. Rav Yehuda says, I used to look at blood. Kivin dama li imei de Yitzchak bri. Once the mother of Yitzchak, my son, told me, hayti pasa, meaning apparently they weren't married anymore, hayti pasa kamaisa, lo maisina la kamaisa, that I don't show the first drop of blood that comes because it's putrid, it's smelly, so then I stop looking at blood. The difference between Tamei and Tahar, the blood between Tamei and Tahar, she said that I would certainly show the Chachamim. Yalta Aisa Dama Lekame de Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Yalta would show blood to Rabba Bar Bar Chana. She would ask her Shailas to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Vitamila, and he was Metame. Hadar Aisa Lekame de Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Yehuda Vidachila. She then brought the same Shaila to Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Yehuda, and he said that it's Tahar. So, Frankly Marv Hechi Yavad Hachi, how could you ask the same Shaila to two different rabbis? One rabbi told you it's no good, so you go shopping for a Kula? Vatanya Chacham Shatime in Chaver Rashi Letahar, Letahar, Osar in Chaver Rashi Lahatir. Notice how the Gemara asks it. The Gemara doesn't ask on her how she could do it. The Gemara asks, how could the second Chacham be Matir? Once another Chacham is Machmir, so you're not allowed to just be Makel. You have to say, you asked the Shaila already? No, so you asked your Shaila already. There's nothing I could do. There's nothing I... Don't ask me this Shaila. So says Gemara, me, Karin Tumui have a Matmila, Kivin Damla, the Kol Yom have a Matkili, Kia Gavna, Vi Idno, Hu Dachashbeine, Dachila. No, initially, he did say Tame. He said, you asked the Shaila, it's Tame, Tame is Tame. What do you want from me? But then he saw that, then she said to him, no, I always ask this color to the other rabbi, and he always says Tar. I think he had a headache today, and he wasn't seeing things clearly. So then he said, you know what, you're probably right, because this is a Tahar color, so your explanation is probably correct, it really is Tahar. So says Mar Mima Hemni, she believed to say something like that? In, Fatanya, Nemenesi Shlomo, Kazari Yisav Avadativ. Yeah, she's believed to say that Kazari Yisav Avadativ, that I've seen blood that looks like this, and I've lost it. Tosas deals with the very fundamental question of here. Yalta was the wife of Rav Nachman, right? So if she was the wife of Rav Nachman, what she go and show in her blood to Rabbi Bar Chana and to Rav Yitzchak Brei Rav Yehuda? Show it to Rav Nachman. Your husband's a rabbi. Why would you go to some other rabbi to show the dam? So it says Tosas, Mashva Shloisa Regil Laharos Rav Nachman Baila V'Shem Aloha Yabaki. Maybe that wasn't one of Rav Nachman. Maybe it was Rosh Hashiva. He wasn't a baki in Re'iyah's dam. V'Adam Rav Nachman Lel B'dam Akaza Kabbalah Heisa B'yado. Whatever memories we have from Rav Nachman in the world of dam, that was just some sort of kabbalah that he had, but he wasn't really a bucky in looking at dam. Inami ha'isuch l'shesha shamahim machmir latzma liyos libo nokvo poresh v'liyusmoch al chachmaso. Or maybe she was worried that her husband would be too machmir. I don't want to ask my husband this shyly. He's going to be extra machmir because he doesn't want to risk his isurkares. But she's saying, why do I have to keep his chumras? Let's go and ask a shyly to someone who will give a middle of the road reasonable psak. Inami shlotisgana befanav, or maybe she thought it would be a turnoff to him. She didn't want to be disgusting to him to show this dam that came out of her body. However, says Tosos, is very important. Aval ein lomar da asur liros de mei ishto. You can't say that it's asur for a chacham to see his wife's blood. Tavim seches negoyim tanan kol negoyim adam roa chutz mi negay atzmo. That all negoyim person is allowed to see except for his own negoyim. Rameir amar afalu negay krovov kol andarim adam matir chutz mi nidrasim rabishur afalu nidre ishto vilu kol adamim adam roa chutz mi dmei ishto lokatani. It tells you what you can't paskin for yourself, and we don't have blood on the list of things that you're not allowed to paskin for yourself. There's a rash in Maseches Negayim. I know this because when we were learning Nidah in the Kolel, Rav Shachter used to give Bechinas, Gemara Rashi tells us, and I remember on the Bechina he asked, what does the rash say in Negayim about paskining for your wife's maris? And no one knew, because how are we supposed to know what the Rash says in Negayim? It's a Gemara Rashi Taisus Bechina. Every once in a while he would throw in something like that. So the Rash in Negayim says, we all looked up the Rash in Negayim and none of us ever forgot it since then. The Rash in Negayim says it depends, and Chacham Sadim quotes this Rash La'alacha, that it depends whether it's she's Becheskas Tamir, Becheskas Tahora. When she's Becheskas Tahora, then you're allowed to look at her Maras Damim to keep her Becheskas Tahora. When she's Becheskas Tumei, she's already in Nida, and the Maras from a Bedika that she's doing to get out of the Cheskas Tuma, then Chacham's not allowed to look at his own wife's maris. That's how the Rash paskins. Okay, we'll stop there.